image of God, born of God's breath, vessel of a love divine. This is who you are.
This is who I am.
This is who you are.
This is who.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and joining with me in thoughtfulness and thanksgiving, prayerfulness and gratitude for you and for our lives is my friend Greg Lecamelli. Greg and I and others from the Mountain community wish you the beginnings of the fullness of this season that in so many ways is already unfolding. Today, is as I lean into this with you, this wonderful reflection, and then sit back a little too. As we step into the moment, we find ourselves being invited to sit down and take in the truth. Feel and experience the fullness of God's love for you. Greg and I were talking about the theme of Thanksgiving, and he brought that up, and it strikes me that in the gospel given for this day is a very important line that we almost miss. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Prepared for us from the very beginning of all of creation, from all that was founded in Christ and came alive in him and is coming alive in him now, and him whom we live and move and have our being, the very one who is brought forgiveness of our own transgressions and all others, who is our peace, in whom all things are summed up, as Irenaeus would say, and the early church and others, that everything in the heavens and the earth, the fullness of love, is ours in Christ. A certain sort of thing, and it's not a game of jeopardy. A jeopardy happens because it's an earnest, honest place where we hear this gospel of Matthew 25, now quite famous and often quoted, but I think misunderstood, listening to other commentators, where he separates the sheep from the goats, and then we start shaking in our boots. I don't know if sheep or goats wear boots. I don't think so. But we do sometime, especially as through Thanksgiving into Christmas time, we feel the need for them. But their need for boots for other reasons too, because we step into stuff that isn't true. There are two parts of this radical celebration of Christ's coming, of what we call his kingship, the fullness of creation in him, the whole universe, the sun and the moon and the stars is fullness. And you see, you and I, who come into that belief, who are blessed with that faith, aren't only blessed with faith, but are called into faithful practice, thus our care for others. And we can sit down and count them, the ways we've done that, or we could first know that we count, that we're loved and held by God, as I often remind us to begin to enter into in these shared meditations. Listening to Greg and his wife and daughters as they've made a move into a new home, you and I are on a journey as well, and it's a renewal of that deep home that God calls us into. That home is within us. This big word, this eschatological reign of God, the active, ongoing, outpouring love of God, healing us not for ourselves alone, but for the service of others. To be constantly aware in the quiet moment we're in of our deep gratitude, because we count. Before the world began, we were held in Christ. God's love is unfolding with us right now, in you and I, but there's an Americanization of this, or a Western world stance, or whatever, excuse me, pejorative phrase might acknowledge the fact that all of a sudden we turn in on ourselves and say, ooh, gee, do I count, or what do I do to count? And then we get back into a reward system that feels like where this gospel is going, that God's going to count us now and see if we got enough up on our scoreboard to get into the reign of God. And the first truth is, we're home. We're welcomed into God's love. And from that faith, reality of the fullness of the eschaton now, you and I are transformed and begin to transform the world around us in loving care of others. In psychological terms, we can move from a place where we're aware of this to what might be called an empathetic break, from the movement of love that has filled our hearts to our loving gaze upon others, our capacity to sustain them through difficult times, sometimes by just holding them with our glance, our prayer, our attention. That love it that is transformative of ourselves and others, because in the deep empathy of life, people have held us in times when it seems nothing was going to count, nothing would work out. And then praise God through grace and the mystery of movement, even tragedies, but some that might have been, are transformed in moments of grace and light. And rather than breaking off and turning in, we are made whole, and we look out, and we see those who feel like they don't count. And indeed, the way we live our lives in our world don't. And they don't have much to count for in materiality and food and housing and shelter, basic needs. And we return to the most basic of needs and practices here and now in this Thanksgiving season, in this feast of the fullness of creation in Christ. It's not the Christ who conquers, it's the Christ who is victorious and brings us to the table of the fullness of life, the eschatological banquet. On my mountain, I will prepare for all people a choice banquet and take care of us by pulling back the veil that would veil us from seeing our goodness, the veil of tears that comes over us. Why? Because Christ, God, in God's own fullness, holds us as a mother does. We count. God gazes upon us now. And in the quiet of our hearts, as we often say here, we now hear the transformative capacity to hold others. The whole house full. The whole table full. Everybody we've welcomed to our table, and everybody welcome to the table of the reign of God. And in that transformative sight now, inner seeing, our attention moves from our self attentiveness to the care and attention of others, because our God is so attentive to us. And we become full of gratitude. And gratitude fills us to go out on the streets and into other homes and back to those relationships where the Prince of Peace asks us to reconcile and find our way to the peace already ours. So we might pause a bit more now and take as long as you wish. turn this off now if you wish, or maybe you did already, because there's more than enough here. I've almost cooked too many dishes again, huh? We're at the banquet, but there's one food for us with which we will feed others. The banquet of loving kindness that we give thanks for and now stir up and place before others. Enjoy your Thanksgiving and now this rich unfolding time, soon Advent. And in our waiting, may we celebrate the coming and the now fullness of the one who is our peace. Food for our journey. Banquet for all, as we know we count, and help them know they do as well, by our loving glance, our walk with them, and the food of fellowship we will now share. Peace and blessings, my friend, to you and all around you. Dan Riley sharing with you the depth of Greg's life as well, and all on the mountain, through this blessed season coming to us now.
Image of God, born of God's breath, vessel of a love divine. This is who you are.
This is who I am.
This is who you are.
This is who I am.
Dwelling of God, after God's likeness, capacity for the infinite. This is who you are.
This is who I am.
This is who you are.
This is who I am.
Eternally known, chosen of God, home of infinite majesty. This is who you are.